Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
All right, Zach Sharp is the president and forecaster for the Iowa Storm Chasing Network. Growing up in the suburbs of Des Moines, Sharp is no stranger to weather, but his interest quickly escalated after a tornado passed within yards of his house in 2007. Sharp and fellow storm chaser John McLaughlin have developed a weather app called Storm Hunter WX, which is more advanced than any other weather app. He is joining us live from Sarasota this morning. Good morning to you, Zach.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about what you're doing and where you're at right now.
We are down here near Sarasota as we await Hurricane Irma as it's beginning to pass over near the Florida Keys this morning. So we're keeping a very close eye on it, as right now it has strengthened to a Category 4. There are indications that it will continue to increase in speed and strength, actually, and will continue to move towards this area. And as it does, we're expecting a landfall by late afternoon into early evening in the Sarasota area. And that's where we're expecting much of the extensive damage from this hurricane to occur.
Now, let me ask you this. How did you get into all of this to begin with? It was this tornado that you experienced yourself?
Yeah, so after living through that tornado, I sort of wanted to determine what makes tornadoes form, you know, because not every thunderstorm forms a tornado. So I went off to school to study meteorology, and then so I started storm chasing with all my meteorology peers. And so this whole passion for severe weather and hazardous weather sort of, you know, came from that experience of living through a tornado. I've always told people that when you live through an event like that, it either causes you to be in love with storms or extremely hate storms. So it's one way or the other. And I just so happen to extremely fall in love with the severe weather.
So how do you protect yourself and stay in some situation like this? I mean, are you staying just a little bit ahead of it? Do you keep moving north or keep moving ahead of it? Or do you want to be right in the middle of it, Zach?
Unlike tornadoes, when it comes to a hurricane, you have to find somewhere that is a sturdy shelter, mainly a reinforced concrete structure. So what we do is we always arrive ahead of time and sort of scout out the area, sort of get a good feel of the area, so that way we know what our escape options are, look at what the elevation are in these areas, so that way we can tell the storm surge, you know, how much of an impact it will have on these low-lying areas and where those low-lying areas are, because that's one of the biggest, you know, deadly factors to hurricanes is the storm surge, because it sweeps people out to sea. So we always make sure we know our surroundings. So right now we're hunkering down in a hotel with all the other media here as well. We're keeping an eye on it. You know, we're getting a few hours of sleep in between different, you know, broadcasts as we are trying to get the word out there to the people that are still in this area, because that's one of the things we noticed why we were still doing all our different broadcasts through the last, 24 to 48 hours, is there's still quite a few people here, even though that roughly 6 million people have been told to evacuate.
Roger Battish up in the newsroom. The eye of the hurricane is got Key West dead in its sights right now, and it should be in there in a couple of hours. What's it going to do to that type of a small landmass as opposed to making it into the larger landmass of Florida?
Yeah, so it's going to have more of an impact on the smaller, islands out there. So you're going to see much larger storm surge, especially since we're starting to see the eye wall rapidly intensify right now. So at last check, you had wind gust up 175, 180 miles an hour, and that's almost as strong as an F5 tornado. So that's something to also keep in mind. So you're going to have very extensive, building damage as well as very high storm surge. So it's going to cause very extensive damage to these smaller islands. Now, compared to that of the mainland, the storm surge is going to be, somewhat of a factor, but it's going to be more of the wind factor here on the mainland.
Now, let me ask you this. If you have you chased hurricanes before specifically? I know you've chased, obviously, tornadoes and so forth. How many hurricanes have you actually tracked before?
I haven't chased a whole lot of hurricanes, to be honest. So this one's going to be probably one of the more powerful hurricanes that I have chased. I have a storm chaser partner with me as well, and he's chased multiple throughout the years. So he's sort of been the point to go to on this, sort of to keep us in the loop and basically show us how to keep safe and just make sure we make it out of here after the storm goes through.
You know, meteorologists and forecasters try to really track where this is going to go, and I think that this hurricane specifically, since it's just happened after Hurricane Harvey, I think more people were really made aware of the devastation that happened in Texas, and I think more people in advance left Florida, even though you said there's some people that have hunkered down and they're just going to stay put where they are. The way that the storm has tracked, and, you know, from 2 days ago yesterday, it has always shifted, and you really, you know, you can pinpoint it to a point, but you really got to stay flexible because you really don't know where it's going to go. And right now we're seeing it going a little bit more toward the west side of the state, correct?
Yeah, and that was the thing. When we're, you know, when we've been interviewing these people that we've run across, you know, yesterday we were at a shelter that the city had opened up near Fort Myers. That's the thing. You know, earlier everyone's indications showed that the major eye wall would hit, you know, Miami and Fort Lauderdale. But this storm continued to move further and further west, and so that put the west coast on notice. But when you have very limited gas down here, you know, we're already at almost 80% of gas stations across the state of Florida are closed. So it's very hard to find fuel around here. So it's very hard to get out of here. And so when you have to put people on short notice like that, that leaves a lot of people up in the air on what to do. So while people in this area are very common to hurricanes, they know what to do. It left a lot of people with their plan B option is what we heard yesterday. So the plan A was to hope all things would go well. But when it didn't, plan B was to go to these storm shelters that the cities are opening up now.
Storm chaser Zach Sharp. Zach, so, thanks so much for taking the time to join us this morning, and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.